Welcome to Georgia Today. This podcast features the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, state lawmakers renew a tax credit helping children who age out of foster care. The University System of Georgia combines two schools, and a health expert says the federal government's message about vaccines is confusing.
That kind of debate makes it harder for people, pediatricians and public health people, to advocate for vaccines.
Today is Wednesday, April 9th. I'm Peter Biello, and you're listening to Georgia Today. While the measles outbreak in Texas and several other states, which has killed at least three, continues, there have been no cases reported in Georgia since early February. But at a meeting yesterday, members of the Georgia Department of Public Health Board said some people should consider getting a booster of the vaccine that protects against measles, mumps, and rubella. That includes adults who may be under-vaccinated and young children. But board members said because of Georgia's relatively high vaccination rate, the risk of a large measles outbreak here is still low. DPH is actively encouraging vaccination against the backdrop of what board chair James Curran describes as confusing messaging around vaccine safety from the federal government.
That kind of debate makes it harder for people, pediatricians and public health people, to advocate for vaccines.
Healthcare providers should report suspected measles cases to the state through a 24/7 tip line. The Georgia Supreme Court has declined to hear a case challenging a planned Southwest Georgia facility to breed monkeys for medical research. The decision, announced yesterday, comes after months of legal wrangling over the legality of Bond's Decatur County promise to safer human medicine. The company applauded the high court's denial, saying it now can begin preparing for the facility's construction. Safer Human Medicine has promised to bring hundreds of jobs to Bainbridge, but project opponents worry about its potential environmental, health, and quality of life impacts. State lawmakers recently renewed a tax credit aimed at helping young people aging out of foster care. GPB's Ellen Eldridge tells us what Georgia's Fostering Success Tax Credit means for those it helps.
The law lets Georgians, their families, and businesses divert a portion of their state tax liability to help foster care programs. This year's funding cap is $30 million. Allison Ash is the CEO of WellRoot, an organization that works with people who are leaving the foster care system.
Support young people who are pursuing post-secondary education. So it's everything from housing to wraparound supports, mental health, food, school supplies, educational scholarships, everything that a young person would need for post-secondary.
The state estimates 700 young people age out of Georgia's foster care system each year. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
Atlanta-based Grady Health System will address gaps in healthcare access in South Fulton County following the groundbreaking of its first freestanding emergency room. GPB's Sophie Gratis has more.
Once it's built, Grady's new emergency room won't completely fill the gap left by the closure of two major Metro Atlanta hospitals on the heels of the COVID pandemic. But Union City Mayor Vince Williams says the facility will improve the well-being of his community and others in South Atlanta.
Dreams do come true. For far too long, our families have lived in a healthcare desert. That ends today.
It's the first such facility south of the Interstate 20 corridor. Others await approval from the state. Governor Brian Kemp approved millions in federal dollars to Grady for the project, which he called a, quote, meaningful step forward. That funding program and other Medicaid spending is now under debate by Congress. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gratis in South Atlanta.
The University System of Georgia announced yesterday it's consolidating East Georgia State College and Georgia Southern University. The Board of Regents will vote on the plan next week, which arose after years of declining enrollment at East Georgia State. The four-year school that also offers two-year associate degrees had about 1,800 students last fall, down from 3,000 in 2015. The university system began consolidating schools in 2011. Chancellor Sonny Perdue says the move has saved money and improved retention rates. Delta Airlines is revising its financial outlook based on disruptions in global trade, upending its expectations. The Atlanta-based carrier, as recently as January, said it was on track for its best financial year in company history, but then a trade war broke out. Today, Delta scratched its 2025 performance forecast, and its CEO said growth largely has stalled. The airline is cutting its flight schedule in anticipation of a slowdown in spending as businesses and consumers brace for higher prices. The Port of Brunswick handled a record 91,360 units of roll-on, roll-off cargo last month. That's up 18% compared to March of last year, the Georgia Ports Authority reported yesterday. Higher volumes of vehicles and heavy equipment at Brunswick was due in part to customers front-loading orders to avoid new tariffs. That's according to the authority CEO Griff Lynch. The Port of Brunswick has become the nation's busiest for roll-on, roll-off cargo. In sports, the Atlanta Braves face the Philadelphia Phillies at home again this evening for the second of a three-game series. Last night, the Braves notched their second win of the season, bringing their record to 2-8. Catcher Sean Murphy made his season debut after coming off the injured list and hit a three-run homer in the second inning off Phillies righty Zach Wheeler. Tonight, Grant Holmes gets the start for the Braves. And that's all for this edition of Georgia Today. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you want to check out updates on these stories or learn what else is going on in the state, visit gpb.org/news. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. It's a great way to stay on top of what's happening in Georgia. And your feedback, of course, is welcome by email. You can send it to georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.